I saw then that they went on their way to a pleasant river, which David the king called the River of God, but John, the River of the Water of Life. Now their way lay just upon the bank of this river, and there, therefore, Christian and his companion walked with great delight. They drank also of the water of the river, which was pleasant and enlivening to their weary spirits. Besides, on the banks of this river on either side were green trees that bore all manner of fruit, and the leaves of the trees were good for medicine. With the fruit of these trees they were also much delighted, and the leaves they ate to prevent overeating and other diseases that are incident to those that heat their blood by travels. On either side of the river was also a meadow, curiously beautified with lilies, and it was green all the year long. In this meadow they lay down and slept, for here they might lie down safely. When they awoke, they gathered again of the fruit of the trees and drank again from the water of the river, and they lay down again to sleep. This they did several days and nights. So when they were disposed to continue their journey, they ate and drank and departed. Now I beheld in my dream that they had not journeyed far, but the river and the way for a time parted, at which they were not a little sorry. Yet they durst not go out of the way, and so continued therein. Now the way began to be most rough, and their feet became increasing tender by reason of their travels, so that their souls became much discouraged.
Ah, dear Christian, how I yearn to be back at the River of Life.
As do I, dear companion, as do I.
Or at least to have a path with fewer rocks and potholes.
Well, perhaps the Lord of the far country will hear the sighings of our heart and show us a better way.